Okay? Now, this story in Scripture is only 3 verses long. But it's hugely important in reminding us the truth about each and every person in the world's value before God. It's a tiny story. Tiny in terms of all of Scripture. But like I said, parables are special stories because that's their job. It's to unpack these truths about what God says about us, about our world, about our relationship with Him, by telling us stories. Something that connects with each and every one of us. And this story is probably a little bit strange in our context because we wouldn't really go around with our silver coins, you know, our 10p's on our headbands. People might look at us a bit funny. That's not how we showed that sort of value. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to think up what's the 2019 story that we can run alongside that or parallel that. I'm going to leave that to you maybe for later if you want to have a bit of fun. Think of what is a story in 2019. But in these 3 verses which sit between the lost sheep and the lost son, we learn some important things. So if I say to all of us that this hard-working, diligent woman who searches high and low, she leaves nothing unturned, is meant to represent God, I wonder if someone could tell me what the coins in our story are meant to represent. Rosie?
Us?
Yeah. So where are the coins? Where are the precious, valuable, important things that become lost? Okay? We are the most valuable treasure to God. The idea of a valuable coin or a jewel isn't actually even big enough to tell us how important we are to God, but it's one of the best examples that we've got. And just like the woman in our story, God never, ever gives up searching for each and every one of us. Okay? He never gives up asking us to be his friend. He never gives up asking us, will you let me be in charge of your life and show you every day how much I love you because you are worth it. You're worth so much more than a coin or a sheep could be worth to a human. There aren't even words on this earth to express it. And for those of us who choose to follow him, we have learned that not only does God pursue people who are lost, who haven't found him or know him as friend, but when we say yes to follow him and be his friend, God actually invites us into that excitement. He includes us in the search to bring each and every person back to him. And we help him seek and search for people and tell them who he is and what Jesus means to us. And each and every time someone sees that themselves, we celebrate here on earth, don't we? And the Bible tells us the angels have a party. A serious party every time that happens. And God also blesses us with communities such as New Haven Church, where we can come to learn about these things and celebrate together. And that's what we'll be doing in a short while. We're going to celebrate some people who've chosen to say that New Haven Church is my community, the place where I'll be living that out, okay?
Friends, what does joining a church, becoming a member mean, apart from all the technical bits like voting for things and having a say? It reflects our love for Jesus. The fact that we're grateful that by God's grace, God has allowed us to have a relationship with him through the story of Jesus. It reflects the fact that we want to spend our lives growing in our friendship with God and deepening our understanding of what it means to follow Jesus and his way and our purpose in the world. It means acknowledging that we certainly don't have it all figured out, that we are not experts, but we are curious, we are passionate, and we want to know more and grow in our faith. And we are choosing, in inverted commas, New Haven Parish Church, and indeed the parish of New Haven as the community within which which we will deepen our love for God and one another, as Jesus has told us that we should do. It's where we will walk alongside other people to love them and to help them grow in faith and ask them to do the same for us. It's also where we will commit to this community to laugh and cry and feel sad and encourage and support and celebrate and love one another. So we are going to pray, and then I'll ask any of the elders who are with us today to please come and give you the right hand of fellowship to those that we have welcomed today. Let's pray together.